So
I'm just gonna like chat while I finger fuck myself because it's the first time of this trip that I'll have my own room. My companion is staying on the other side of this very small apartment. And I'm going to apologize now for yawning because it's really late. It's like 10:45 and my phone is only at 27%. And tomorrow I have a full day of walking and prancing in Paris, France. So tomorrow is Montmartre, which is the art district of France. It's where the Moulin Rouge is and all kinds of cool things. And then our walking tour will take us to the Champs-Élysées, which is like a really big shopping area. I'm not a shopper myself, but I can appreciate people shop, so it'll be fun to go there. And then we will see the Arc de Triomphe, which is the famous arc that's in all of the magnets you can buy for France, like the touristy stuff. And then the tour will finish at the Eiffel Tower, which of course is iconic. Because I'm on this trip with my brother, there will be no kissing at the Eiffel Tower. We're not those kinds of Southerners. But I will imagine I'm kissing someone special. So that works. To be honest, it is really difficult to... This happens in the States too, but it's really hard to go on vacation as a boy-girl set of twins, because as adults, when it's just the two of you, people assume you're together like a couple. And when you say, no, we're siblings, they don't really change their expression. So you get kind of creeped out, like, wait a sec, what? No. We're siblings, and we're not those kinds of siblings. But it's funny because, like, when we check into hotels and stuff, yawn. So when we check into hotels and stuff, you know, like, they give us a room with two beds, but the beds would be side by side. So we'd have to, like, break them apart because, yeah, we're just not that close, ever. But Europe has been really fun. I spent most of my time in Germany, traveling the countryside, seeing the town that I was born in. That was really cool. The hospital that I was born in actually is now an Alzheimer's unit, so I couldn't go in, but I could take a picture of the sign. Yawn. Oh my god, it's like contractions. Not that I would know, I've never been pregnant. Anyway, so, yeah, I took a picture of the sign of the town that I was born in. I met Nut Your Princess in person, in real life. She is not a catfish. She's not some creepy 70-year-old dude in a weird basement or like a, you know, crappy apartment in Munich. No, she's a real person. She's really gorgeous, like freaking 20 out of 10 gorgeous, just beautiful. And I feel like I could just stuff her in my pocket and smuggle her to the United States. Of course, that would be human trafficking, even though she's willing. It'd still be human trafficking, and I'd probably go to jail for life, but it would be worth it. Yawn. Because she's just that amazing. I feel like everybody should try to see her, with her permission, of course, but everyone should try to see her. And hopefully she'll come to the United States and we can have fun in Phoenix and drive around the coast. It'll be exciting. At least I hope so. Anyway, I didn't know what a shitpost was until like either this morning or yesterday. I honestly don't know the time, and I don't know when, what day is occurring. I'm so lost. Time zones and junk. It's insane. So anyway, yawn. Yeah. So I learned what a shitpost was, and I thought after learning, oh god, I don't think I've ever done that, because usually when I do an audio, there's like an end result, there's a goal. But this is actually my first shitpost ever, because I'm just rambling. And while I do have my hand down on my lady bits, it's nice. But it's not turning me on, because I don't know, man. I don't know, maybe, yawn. Maybe satisfying myself this morning on the train and getting caught has given me, like, a psychological block. Maybe I need to Freud this out right now. Just kidding, I don't. I think I'm just really tired. I've yawned like 6 times in this audio, and it's only been 6 minutes now. So, anyway, I think I should probably get to bed, because no one's gonna listen to this. And it's boring as fuck, because I don't come. I could fake it, though. I could do like my best Meg Ryan impression from that movie When Harry Met Sally, which half of you don't know exists because you're like under the age of 30 and above the age of 18, because you wouldn't be on my page if you were under 18. And if you are under 18, get the fuck off my page, man. It's creepy and gross, and you don't need to grow up sooner than chronologically you need to. Anyway, yawn. Side note, I once was told I yawn like a mouse, which honestly I don't know how to take, if that's a compliment or not. I know mice yawn. I mean, every animal that exchanges oxygen for carbon dioxide yawns, but I don't know. I was also told once by a group of lesbians, strangely enough, that I have very cute ankles, and that they remind them of deer ankles. And I don't know what the fuck a deer ankle is, but I'm gonna take it as a compliment, because, I mean, at least I didn't get stopped by a pack of lesbians to tell me that my ankles looked like fucking junk or shit. So, that's cool. I've got deer ankles and I yawn like a mouse. Rad. Awesome. Anyway, ooh, this is getting long and boring. Thanks to whoever made it this far. I appreciate it. I hope you don't mind that I'm yawning. Yawn number 8, maybe 9, don't know. Anyway, so my European trip is coming to an end. I should be back in Phoenix this weekend. And then, you know, like, producing a shit ton of material. Because homegirl is bored as fuck not doing GWA. I have so many freaking scripts that I've written out here and then, mostly like 2 or 3 a.m. because my times are way off. But get ready. Be prepared. I also have my AMA coming up, which I was surprised. I thought I'd only get like 1 or 2 questions from people that I was friends with. But no, I got like 10, so I'm very thankful for that. And it should be exciting. One sec. Okay, I guess that's enough. So, hooray for being a first shitpost ever. Hopefully this keeps you around. I don't know. I'm a person behind this vagina. I mean, it's a great vagina, not gonna lie. But I'm also a person. So if you're come here to listen to me come, just skip this one. And I will talk to you later. Okay, thanks, bye. Au revoir.